Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Welcome to Natural Eating with Alyssa. Today we're cooking for two. Now, what does that mean? Well, it means that you're certainly scaling recipes down, so to speak, and then you have to understand how to use spices and other aromatics because they don't often scale evenly. The cooking times can certainly dramatically change, and some ingredients, you know, can't be bought in small quantities if you think of using half an egg, for example. So sometimes this was done by America's Test Kitchen, and they've reissued their book, Cooking for Two. And they found that, you know, there were certain swaps that made recipes easier and definitely more approachable, and while keeping the flavor, because I think, you know, you don't want to sacrifice flavor just because you're sacrificing numbers. So there's certainly enough preparation for all of this. And I think the first thing is to have equipment. You know, you want to have at least a 12-inch skillet. They found that that was their favorite. But the 10 and the 8-inch skillets certainly can be good. And I find that I use those three sizes probably the most of any of the pans that I have. The non-stick 10-inch skillets for sauces and stir fries are wonderful. The 8-inch skillet is great for baking a small souffle or a frittata. And certainly the non-stick skillets make it a lot easier to use, so you can find out which ones work best for you. The small and medium and large saucepans, when you're cooking for two, you would frequently reach for a saucepan instead of a larger pan, and they tend to use the 4-inch quart saucepans in lieu of a large Dutch oven, which could hold as much as 7 or 8 quarts, so it's about half. And they use the medium, the 2 to 3-inch quart saucepans for the soups and for the stews, whereas the small ones, the 1 to 2 quart, are just, you know, melting a little butter or chocolate for making a sauce. So you certainly can make use of a smaller size. I was looking up baking sheets, because very often if you're using a toaster oven, which is something that cooking personally for myself, I don't even use my regular oven. I just use a toaster oven. But that means you have to get things like your baking sheets a lot smaller, because typically a baking sheet could be, you know, 9 to 11 inches by, you know, 7 to 8 inches. So, the inner one I was looking up, needs to be like 7.5 inches or 7.45 by 6 inches. So you can't use the really big ones. And so, again, this is where size does make a difference. And knowing what tools you're using, like if you're using your toaster oven, for example, to bake things in, then you need to have, you know, baking sheets and things like that will fit. Otherwise, you're reduced to finding something else to cook on. A lightweight cutting board is certainly important. And I find that, for me, the bamboo cutting boards are wonderful. But you can certainly get little ones. OXO certainly sells one, and it's lightweight, and it has the grip and the what you need. Your mini whisks are so important. And, you know, if you're beating a few eggs or emulsifying, just enough salad dressing for one or two people. I know I have my whisk out all the time, and I use it probably in lieu of the blender, and it works just wonderfully. And so it's just a nice tool to have on hand. Utility knives, I find that chef's knives and paring knives are the two knives that I tend to use the most. And, you know, if you can get a good Wusthof, or now the ceramic knives are out. And I find that those are wonderful tools to have on hand. They tend to do well. You just don't want to drop them because they're a little brittle. But they're certainly wonderful tools to have, whether it's for one, two, or 100. I find those knives are fantastic. Your kitchen shears do all kinds of trimming. You can cut off the tips definitely for carrots and other greens, you know, to make your broths with. You could even cut up whole tomatoes in the can, just snipping bunches of scallions into short lengths. You know, I find that the shears are wonderful to have on hand. A skinny spatula. When you're making small batches of food, a smaller spatula certainly is helpful in maneuvering around the corners of a small saucepan, a smaller one. And, you know, whether it's a GIR skinny spatula or whatever spatula works for you, that's just will fit inside skinny ones. And try Best Blender, the personal blender, I find it's one of the better blenders on the market. First off, you can get individual servings, so you can just blend a cup or a cup and a half for two cups, put the lid on, walk out the door, and you're all set. Or you can blend one and then make enough to blend for a second one, save the second one, and use that for a meal later on or a condiment that you can add, whatever you need to. So little personal blenders are certainly a wonderful tool to have on hand. Glass bowls just are just a staple as far as being able to see the ingredients. You want to make sure that it's portable and easy to work with in the kitchen and not take up a whole lot of counter space. Your colanders, there are certainly collapsible ones. There are mini colanders. You want to know that you can get that extra water out of the ingredients that you're preparing. And the stainless steel colanders work well. I like to use the one with the mesh so that its water drains out very easily, and you can certainly clean any of your greens literally with a shake of the hand. So that's wonderful. Again, small baking dishes sort of goes along with your baking sheets. You're scaling down desserts or gratins. They like to use a 4-cup, 8.5 by 5.5 inch baking dish. We'll be talking about the cauliflower gratin. And, you know, you want to use straight sides, no higher than 2 inches. Again, you just don't want to have too much extra space in the dish, so that way it takes up more space in your cooking, in your convection oven. Having multiple loaf pans, the loaf pans are certainly a wonderful size. The 5.5 by 3 inch, you can certainly do a lot of loaves and small casseroles and brownies and little bar cookies. You know, your mini loaf pans are just ideal for scaled down baked goods such as quick breads. So you certainly have, again, some options, and they stack nicely one inside the other so that they don't take up a lot of storage space in your drawers. The ramekins are in various sizes, are handy for making scaled down desserts. They like to use the 5 to 12 ounce ramekins for making individual servings, such as blueberry crumbles or warm chocolate fudge cakes. little creme brulee, you know, your 12-inch, I'm sorry, your 12-ounce ramekins can make a wonderful chicken pot pie. So, again, even though you're making it for two or for one and eating the next day, again, having the right tools there can make it all work just perfectly. Your small cake pans that have like a 6-inch round cake dimension, they certainly make perfectly sized coffee cake. Like they use a cinnamon streusel coffee cake and more for two. And then you have your small pie plates. Your 6-inch pie plates can make a perfectly proportioned pie for two. A small pie plate can also make it easy to scale and scale down, because they have their classic quiche, cheese quiche recipe. And, you know, your small tart pans, when you want to make an individual tart, you know, 2 4-inch tart pans with the removable bottoms hold just the right amount of crust and filling. Then your springform pans, your 4.5-inch springform, are essential for making your cheesecakes and your almond cake, your rustic peach cake. So, you know, there's a lot of recipes involving cakes that you can use in that 4.5-inch springform pan. Your small bundt pans, with like little sweet little cupcakes, in effect, the standard pan will hold 12 cups, and it makes a cake large enough for a party anyway, whereas the mini 1-cup bundt pans are ideal for making 2 elegant-sized serving cakes, like your bold and spicy ginger cake, gingerbread. Your small slow cooker, wonderful, slow cookers are wonderful devices. They certainly, you can get a 4-quart oval slow cooker. It's easier to maneuver, it's easier to clean, and it certainly takes up less space than the standard 6 to 7-quart slow cookers. And the recipes will work just fine. So, you know, again, the Cuisinart has a nice one, and there's, you know, you can find the ones that work for you. The small food processor, I find that, again, people will sometimes ask me what's the difference between a blender and a small food processor. And it has to do with the size of the bottom and the fact that the blade swings around wider and thinner. And it's certainly good for making pesto or pizza dough, or there's just so much that a little 4-cup food processor can do. Chopping nuts and breadcrumbs. So, you know, again, these are equipment choices that it certainly can make a big difference in your kitchen. A little immersion blender. You know, your standard blender is rather large, and with the immersion blender, you can basically get right into the pot and right into the slow cooker. So that works just perfectly. Now, you know, what often happens when you're making things is you have those little bottom of the jar leftovers. And sometimes if you can take, like, for example, that little bit of honey, and add soy sauce to it, and then you have what's called a soy honey. Or you can add a little melted butter to that honey and have a honey butter. And you can do a glaze with hoisin sauce, and you can do a Thai chili paste by adding honey. So, you know, it's just nice to think of ways of combining small amounts of this with small amounts of that. Jam, you know, you can definitely the whole grain Dijon mustard vinegar and oil. You can make a fruit vinaigrette, which is very tasty. You can take your fresh fruit and, you know, that makes a nice glazed fruit topping. With melted butter, you can certainly make a fruit butter spread with garlic and water and minced ginger and soy sauce. You can make a wonderful fruity soy ginger glaze. So it's just nice to think of ways of taking that teaspoon or tablespoon or half a cup of whatever you have left over and blending it. You know, mayonnaise, for example, you can spice your mayonnaise by adding curry powder to it, or a chipotle chili in adobo. You can make a chipotle mayonnaise. Or you can take a lime and lemon juice, and use their zest, and you make a lovely citrus mayonnaise. So, you know, it's something where you don't have to throw out that last little bit. It's just enhancing it to make it more useful. Miso, which I just adore, you know, using a little mirin, which is the vinegar in effect, and a little minced ginger makes a wonderful miso dressing. Your mayonnaise, your maple syrup, your toasted sesame oil and vinegar with your miso makes a lovely miso maple vinaigrette. Peanut butter, you know, you take peanut butter and you add little oats, a little water, and your overnight peanut butter oats. You can take chocolate syrup and hot milk and make a real nice peanutty hot chocolate. So, you know, mustard, for example, vinegar and honey and oil and herbs, and you make a classic vinaigrette. So you've got that acid and alkaline combination. And, you know, this is something to, again, you're thinking differently in the kitchen when you're cooking for two. You know, they have a wonderful strawberry refrigerator jam, and you're taking, you know, 3/4 of a pound of strawberries that have been hulled and cut into half-inch pieces, which yields 3 cups, and then just 1/2 cup of sugar and 1.5 tablespoons of lemon juice, and you place that metal spoon in the freezer so that you can chill it, and then you combine strawberries and sugar and lemon juice in a medium saucepan, and you bring it to a boil over medium-high heat, and then reduce that heat to medium, and then you want to mash the fruit with a potato masher so the fruit is mostly broken down, and then you simmer. You vigorously simmer until the fruit mixture thickens to a jam-like consistency. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes. And then to test for your set point, you want to remove the saucepan from the heat, dip a chilled spoon into the jam, and allow the jam to run off the spoon. And the jam should slowly fall off the spoon in a single thickened clump. If the jam is running, return it to the heat and simmer for 2 to 4 minutes longer before retesting. And you can transfer this finished jam to a jar. Make sure it has a nice tight-fitting lid. And let it cool to room temperature. And cover and refrigerate. That jam can be used for up to 3 weeks. So you've lengthened the shelf life of your strawberries. And you certainly made a nice jam that you can enjoy. You can have variations of this. You could use blueberries. So you substitute the 1/2 pound blueberries for the strawberries and leave the fruit whole and then reduce the sugar to 6 tablespoons. So you're not using 1/2 cup, you're using 6 tablespoons. And then a little lemon juice and about 1 tablespoon. And just simmer the mixture 8 to 12 minutes. And again, it's not strawberry, it's blueberry refrigerator jam. And the raspberries, same idea, you use about 1 cup. It'll yield about 1 cup. And so you substitute that 1/2 pound of raspberries for strawberries and just leave the fruit whole. So, again, this is something where cooking for two certainly makes your life simpler if you have a small household. To understand how to keep things manageable, how to keep things proportional, and to know that you've got some wonderful, wonderful recipes that you can do. We're going to be covering quite a few lovely recipes, putting those leftover ingredients to work, because it's something where, you know, you can use up your little bit of asparagus or your little bit of bread or your little bit of buttermilk. And so this is something where this is my hope for the show, that it inspires you to make things that you might not think of because, well, there's just one of me or there's just two of me, or two of us. And so you can certainly put that together and make sure that you can enjoy the foods that you've got, but it's definitely coming out in quantities that are more manageable. And I think this is something where we all are trying to stretch those food dollars these days. And so this is certainly one way to do it. It's figuring out how to reuse the small amounts of leftovers that we have, how to have the right tools on hand so that you can bake things or you can slow cook things and use up less counter space, and knowing that you have the tools that you can use as far as spices and foods that you can enjoy your kitchen more. And I think that's something that this show certainly aims to do, is to give you a kitchen that you can feel happy to walk into. So when we come back, we'll be dealing with recipes, recipes, recipes. So have your pen and pencil ready. Stay tuned. Order one of Alyssa's four recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's sunflare.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
These shoes are made for walking, jumping, running, and just plain style. Over 32,000 styles. Skechers, an award-winning global leader in lifestyle footwear. And now you can get Skechers without walking, jumping, or running. You can get them by clicking. Scroll down HealthyLife.net's homepage and click. You can check out Skechers, high-quality shoes in styles for men, women, and children. So get in style. Get Skechers today and start walking, running, jumping, and strutting in style.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
What does HealthyLife.net and Amazon.com have in common? Well, they're both available on the internet. They both give great value. But most important, most of our positive program hosts and guests are accomplished authors, and their books are available from, you got it, Amazon.com. Now it even gets better than that, because when you're listening on air to a HealthyLife.net host or guest, you can go directly to Amazon.com and you can order your book while you're still listening to your favorite HealthyLife.net program. So when you hear an author you like, go to the homepage of HealthyLife.net and click on Amazon.com.
All positive talk with a mature edge. HealthyLife.net.
And welcome back to Natural Eating with Alyssa. We're cooking for two today. So it's the fact that you can put those leftover ingredients to work, I think, is wonderful. If you're looking at asparagus, for example, you can make a creamy asparagus soup. So you can cut the tips off about a half a pound of thin asparagus spears, put that to the side. And then you're cutting the spears into half-inch pieces. And you're melting about a half a teaspoon of butter in a large saucepan over medium-high heat. And then you add the asparagus tips, and you cook just until tender. It only takes about 2 minutes, not very long. And then you transfer to a bowl, and you set that aside. And then you add 1.5 teaspoons of butter, your asparagus spears, and 1/4 pound of your thinly sliced leeks, a little table salt, just a pinch, a little pinch of pepper. And now you've got an empty pan, and you're cooking over medium-low heat until the vegetables are nice and softened, maybe about 10 minutes. And you add a three-quarter cup vegetable or chicken broth to the pan. And you want to make all that come to a boil over medium-high heat, and then you reduce the heat until the vegetables are nice and tender. That takes about 5 minutes. You stir in about 2 tablespoons of frozen peas and 2 teaspoons of grated Parmesan, and then you process the whole thing in a blender until it's nice and smooth, and then you transfer it to a clean pan. You stir in about 1 tablespoon of heavy cream and an eighth of a teaspoon of lemon juice. It's just a squeeze of lemon juice and asparagus tips. And you cook over a nice medium-low heat until it's nice and warmed through and through. It takes about 2 minutes. And then you season it with salt and pepper, and you serve. So you've got a wonderful, creamy asparagus soup. Again, just easy to use, easy amounts, and it's certainly wonderful to enjoy. I know in looking through this lovely book, Cooking for Two, by the America's Test Kitchen, they have a grilled cheese sandwich with caramelized onion and apple. Oh, yum, yum, yum. And so I'm looking at that grilled cheese sandwich. Sometimes it's nice to know why these recipes work. And, you know, these sandwiches are both sophisticated and easy to make. And the crisp apple is all bound up with cheddar cheese. And so you're using 2 teaspoons of extra virgin olive oil. This is caramelizing the onion. And 1 onion that's been halved and sliced thin. 6 tablespoons of water that's been divided. And 1 teaspoon of table salt. A fourth of a teaspoon of table salt, you don't want to oversalt. And 1/8 of a teaspoon of pepper, a little bit of mustard, about 1 teaspoon of Dijon. and with your sandwiches, you've got 4 slices of rustic bread. You've got 2 teaspoons of extra virgin olive oil. And a small apple, and then 4 slices of cheddar cheese. And for the onion, you're going to heat the oil in a 12-inch nonstick skillet over medium heat. It'll get nice and shimmery. And then you add the onion and 1/4 cup of water, a little salt and pepper. And then you cook until the onion has softened and the water has evaporated. It takes about 5 to 7 minutes. And then you uncover and you reduce the heat to medium-low. And you continue to cook, stirring occasionally, and that onion gets nice and golden brown. It takes about 15 minutes. And then you're going to stir in the remaining 2 tablespoons of water, and you want to scrape up any of those brown bits, and cook until the liquid evaporates, about 1 minute. And then off the heat, you stir in the mustard and the thyme, about 1 teaspoon, the thyme about 1/4 teaspoon, and you transfer to a small bowl, and you just let it cool slightly. That caramelized onion can be refrigerated for up to 3 days, so you can do it ahead of time if you want. For the sandwich, you're going to place the bread slices on the cutting board and brush each slice with about 1/2 teaspoon of oil. And then you flip 2 slices oil side down and arrange the onion, the apple, and the cheddar in even layers on top. And then you arrange the remaining 2 slices of bread on the top with the oil side up. You're wiping the skillet clean with paper towels, and you place the sandwiches in the now empty skillet and weigh down with a large pot or a Dutch oven. And you want to cook keeping the pot on the sandwiches, but not pressing down too hard. You want to put over a low, medium heat until that first side is nice and golden brown, about 5 to 7 minutes. And you're using the spatula, carefully flip the sandwiches, and then replace the pot and cook until that second side is nice and golden brown. Again, it takes about 5 to 7 minutes to serve. And you can do a variation if you like. You can take out the onion and substitute 4 thin tomato slices for the apple and the mozzarella for cheddar, and then spread 1 tablespoon of pesto on the non-oiled side of the bread slices before layering tomatoes and mozzarella. So, again, you just have some wonderful choices here for a lovely variation on your grilled cheese sandwich, which is just yum, 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 yum. Smoothies are certainly something that are simple to make, and I certainly enjoy the TriBest Personal Blender. Again, you can make a wonderful meal, put the lid on, take it with you, or put it in the fridge and eat the second half later if you want for a berry smoothie. You're going to process about a cup and a half of buttermilk and a cup and a half of frozen berries. You peel and chop a banana, and you've got about a tablespoon of sugar and a pinch of table salt. You put all that in the blender at low speed until the berries are nice and chopped. It takes 10 seconds, hardly any time at all. And then you increase the speed to high and continue to process until it's nice and smooth. It takes less than a minute. And then you season with a little more sugar, and you adjust the consistency with water, and you have a meal, or at least a wonderful drink to go with your meal. And they're very, very yummy. So it's, again, these are things that for one person or cooking for two, you can make and enjoy. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Ranch dressing, a lot of people love ranch dressing. You're going to whisk about two-thirds of a cup of sour cream and a fourth of a cup of buttermilk, two tablespoons. Then you mince some fresh cilantro or dill or tarragon or parsley. So again, for ranch dressing, you have some possibilities here. And your one tablespoon of minced shallot. And you take all this with some 2 teaspoons of white wine vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic powder, and 1/4 teaspoon of table salt, and same amount of pepper. And you season with sugar to taste, and just whisk it all together. And again, just a simple, simple dressing. And so this is something where you can make your own. You don't have to get a whole big bottle and have it sit for a long period of time. We'll be coming back for more recipes, so stay tuned.
Cooking with Sunflare Solar Ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare Solar Oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's sunflare.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
Schedule your own private food preparation workshop with me, Alyssa. Let me coach you to prepare the healthiest, tastiest meals in minutes. Learn in the privacy of your own kitchen with one or all of my recipe books. I love teaching. Learn what you want. To set up your session, send an email to elyssachefforyou@live.com. That's E-L-Y-S-A, chef, the number 4, the letter U, at live.com. elyssachefforyou@live.com. Start learning now.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products, ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee, and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Order one of Alyssa's 4 recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
It's a fact. With Clarins, life is more beautiful, and so are you. If you love beauty, and let's face it, love is behind everything we do, then you'll love Clarins Beauty Products. I use Clarins, and people ask me all the time how I stay looking so young. I tell them it's love. But now you know my real secret. It's Clarins. They have a full line of highly effective beauty products containing the highest quality ingredients while respecting the environment. Who wouldn't love that? Visit the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on Clarins and make your life more beautiful, starting with you.
Remember, get positive emotions at www.healthylife.net.
And welcome back to Natural Eating with Alyssa. You know, making your own quick kimchi or your creamy new deli coleslaw, you know, using cabbage is certainly something that can be done easily for one person, and you can, I know I've been enjoying kimchi a lot lately, and it's just one of those flavors that's pungent and filling, and yet it doesn't add a whole lot of calories, so it's a wonderful food to have on hand. So if you're going to make a quick kimchi, this makes about 2 cups, you're going to toss 4 cups of coarsely chopped Napa cabbage, which is about a half of a small head, with a fourth of a cup of water. And they suggest that you microwave until softened. I don't think so. You don't have to do that. You can just put it on the top stovetop and just let it heat for a little while. And then you drain the cabbage and you let it cool slightly, and let it cool for about 5 minutes. And then you're tossing that drained cabbage with 2 thinly sliced scallions, about a tablespoon of unseasoned rice vinegar, a tablespoon of spices, gochujang is one, G-O-C-H-U-J-A-N-G. So this is something you can have fun looking up and knowing what that is. A minced garlic clove, just one, and a little tiny bit of sugar, about 1.5 teaspoons of sugar, and a teaspoon of fish sauce, and you season this whole combination of wonderful foods and spices. That kimchi can be refrigerated for up to 6 months, so you really can enjoy. Again, this is a nice fermented food that has wonderful probiotics, and it's just a nice food to add to almost any meal, and it certainly is a wonderful way for using those leftovers. Now, coleslaw, again, sort of the American version of using cabbage, you're going to be using about 4.5 cups of shredded green cabbage. So that's about half of a small head. And you peel and you grate the carrot, just 1 carrot, and about 1/2 teaspoon of table salt in that colander, and just let it drain for about an hour. It'll rinse, and then you pat it dry with a paper towel. And in a large bowl, you whisk about 1/4 cup of mayonnaise with 2 tablespoons of minced shallots and 1 tablespoon of distilled white vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon of Dijon mustard, and 1/2 teaspoon of sugar. And you put all that and you stir it all together in a large bowl. And then you stir in your cabbage and you season with a little salt and pepper to taste, and you cover and refrigerate until it's chilled. It takes about 30 minutes before you serve it. And coleslaw is something that you certainly can, you know, keep for a while. And it certainly makes a nice condiment or, you know, addition to any meal, because it adds wonderful fiber and you get that sweet-salty combination, which is lovely. Whereas your roasted cabbage wedges, so you're going to place in your rimmed baking sheet on that upper middle rack, and you heat the oven to 450 degrees, and you're combining 1/2 teaspoon of sugar, 1/2 teaspoon of pepper, and 1/4 teaspoon of table salt in a small bowl, and you cut that half a small head of green or Napa cabbage, and you make it into quarters, and you brush with 2 tablespoons of vegetable oil and sprinkle with that sugar mixture, which has a sugar, pepper, and salt. And then you place the cabbage wedges on a hot baking sheet, flat side down, and you roast until tender. It takes about 15 to 20 minutes. And you flip the wedges halfway through that roasting, and you drizzle with a little bit of balsamic vinegar and serve. And I know balsamic glaze is another flavor that I enjoy with something like this. It adds a sort of sweet, salty combination, which is just yummy, yummy, yummy. Okie doke. So when I first heard the word rice next to cauliflower, I had no idea what they were talking about. And so I looked it up, and your cauliflower rice, basically you're taking about a half of a head of cauliflower, and you pulse it in a food processor. So you're cutting, you know, into inch florets, and you're going to be pulsing it in that food processor until it's finely ground, and it'll be in like a quarter to half-inch pieces. And that takes about 6 to 8 pulses. And then you scrape down the side of the bowl as you need, and then you heat one teaspoon of vegetable oil in a small saucepan over medium-low heat, and it'll be nice and shimmery. And then you add 2 tablespoons of minced shallot, and you cook it until it's nice and soft, about 3 minutes. And then you stir in the processed cauliflower, a fourth of a cup of vegetable or chicken broth, and a quarter of a teaspoon of table salt. And you're cooking, and you're stirring occasionally until that cauliflower is nice and tender, about 10 to 13 minutes. And you uncover, and you continue cooking until you keep stirring. And your cauliflower rice will be almost completely dry in about 3 minutes. So you turn off the heat, and you season with salt and pepper to taste. Yum, yum, yum. You stir in a little fresh parsley or chives, and you've got a beautiful dish called cauliflower rice. So, you know, there's certainly some lovely things you can make for small numbers of people, but they certainly can serve up to a lovely big appetite. And I think this is what, you know, we're looking for when we're in our kitchen and when we're enjoying making food for ourselves and one other person, or for ourselves and enjoying the leftovers the following day. So I think this is certainly one of those things that we can look at. Pickle chips. You can make a wonderful cucumber dish. So you bring an eighth of a cup of water and then a third of a cup of seasoned rice vinegar and a little garlic, about a fourth of a garlic clove, a little turmeric and a pinch of black peppercorn, and you put it all in a medium saucepan over medium-high heat, and you'll fill a half a pint jar with hot water to warm, and you drain the jar, and then you pack half a cucumber until it's nice and juicy, and you cover the jar with a lid, and you refrigerate at least 2.5 hours before you serve it. So you certainly can enjoy making a pickle chip using cucumbers and spices. And I find that those are nice condiments to have on hand, and just, you know, how you use up your cucumbers when you have extra. You know, and there's certainly gazpacho is another wonderful combination. When we come back, more recipes. Stay tuned.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
Cooking with Sunflare solar ovens makes food taste great. The Sunflare solar oven uses the sun and never needs wood, charcoal, gas, or electricity, which means no carcinogenic residue. It's so portable and lightweight that you can take it anywhere. Cook the most delicious foods you've ever tasted. It's perfect for your emergency kit, too. Visit sunflare.net. That's sunflare.net for the best gift ever. Act fast. Call 855-786-3524. That's 855-786-3524.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. earthchannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things, like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now, so come to earthchannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 800-849-8978. That's 800-849-8978.
Schedule your own private food preparation workshop with me, Alyssa. Let me coach you to prepare the healthiest, tastiest meals in minutes. Learn in the privacy of your own kitchen with one or all of my recipe books. I love teaching. Learn what you want. To set up your session, send an email to elysachefforyou@live.com. That's E-L-Y-S-A, chef, the number four, the letter U, at live.com. elysachefforyou@live.com. Start learning now.
Expanding your mind. HealthyLife.net.
And welcome back to Natural Eating with Alyssa. And we're doing cooking for two and making a Greek chopped salad. Certainly wonderful to do, so that you're taking a cucumber, about a half a cucumber that's been peeled and half lengthwise, seeded, and cut into half-inch pieces. And tomatoes, you want to get 4 ounces of cherry tomatoes that have been quartered, and about a quarter of a teaspoon of table salt. And you're tossing all those together, and you let them drain in a colander for about 15 minutes. And then you're going to whisk some oil, about a tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, and about a tablespoon of red wine vinegar, and your garlic, about a small clove of garlic that you minced. So you whisk that oil and vinegar and garlic together, and then you add your drained cucumbers and tomatoes. You're going to be adding some chickpeas, 3/4 cup of canned chickpeas that have been rinsed, about 1/4 cup of minced fresh parsley, and a shallot that's been minced. And then you're going to be taking 2 tablespoons of chopped pitted Kalamata olives. And you just toss and let it combine the flavors. I call it marrying the flavors together. It's a wonderful way to get a lovely, crunchy blend of foods together. And it takes about 5 minutes for the flavors to come together. And then you're adding lettuce, about a half romaine lettuce heart, about 3 ounces, that have been torn into bite-sized pieces. And you toss all these, the vinegar and the cucumber and tomatoes and all the spices and chickpeas together. And you just let it combine. And you'll season with a little salt and pepper and serve. And you've got just a wonderful salad. It's just, yum, yum, yum. You know, a lot of times people say, well, it's just me, I don't want to make a whole salad. Yes, you do. Because this is wonderful to have. Your classic tuna salad, for example. You're combining a shallot, about 2 tablespoons of minced shallot, in a small bowl with some extra virgin olive oil, about a tablespoon of oil. And you want that shallot to begin to soften. They're using a microwave for about 2 minutes. You can set it aside and let it cool for 5 minutes. You could certainly put it in a small skillet and let that shallot and olive oil melt and get nice and warm together. And then you're draining about a 5-ounce can of your solid white tuna in water. So you drain the water out. And you're going to press it dry with paper towels. And then you transfer the tuna to a medium bowl, and you mash it with a fork and a cup of, about a fourth of a cup of mayonnaise and a small celery that you've cut up and minced, celery stick. And you put that in a wonderful bowl and mash it with a fork until you've flaked everything. And then you add a little bit of lemon juice and just a pinch of sugar. Again, that sugar-salt blend is something that sometimes can enhance the flavors quite nicely. And so this is just something to consider when you're making any dish. You know, if you've got salt, do you want to add a pinch of sugar just to tweak the flavors? Because it certainly makes it, enhances it. Your classic chicken salad. Basically, you're dissolving a tablespoon of salt in 3 cups of cold water, and put all that in a medium saucepan, and then you submerge that chicken in the water with the salt, and you heat it over medium heat until the water gets up to about 170 degrees, and then off the heat, you cover the saucepan and let it sit till the chicken will register about 165 degrees. That takes about 15 to 17 minutes. And then you're transferring the chicken to a paper towel that's been lined on a plate, and you refrigerate it until it's cool, about 30 minutes. And then you pat the chicken dry with a paper towel and cut into half-inch pieces. Now, you're going to take and make a sauce. You're whisking mayonnaise, about a fourth of a cup of mayonnaise, with about a teaspoon of lemon juice and about a half a teaspoon of Dijon mustard. So that's your dressing, your lemon juice, your mayonnaise, and your mustard. And now you're adding your chicken that you refrigerated, and you're going to be adding your celery and your shallot and your parsley, and then you season with a little salt and pepper to taste, and you've got a wonderful chicken salad. So again, these are simple things that you can make for yourself, and one friend, and or, you know, keep it as a leftover that you could eat 2 days in a row. So it's challenging to come up with recipes that are, in quote, small enough to enjoy, but big enough to really satisfy. Potato salad. Yay! Classic potato salad. Love potato salad. So this is one of those foods that's just yum, yum, yummy. So you're going to place about a pound of russet potatoes that have been peeled and cut into 3/4-inch pieces, and about a tablespoon of salt in a medium saucepan. Add water and just cover the potatoes by about an inch, and then you bring to a boil over medium-high heat, and then you reduce that heat. You know, you're stirring once or twice until the potatoes are nice and tender, about 8 to 10 minutes. And then you're draining the potatoes and you're transferring to a medium bowl, and you're adding about a tablespoon of distilled white vinegar, and you're going to use a rubber spatula, and you're going to toss it nice and gently and let it sit until the potatoes are just warm, about 20 minutes. And then meanwhile, you're whisking a sauce together, or a dressing, and it's about a fourth of a cup of mayonnaise. It has a celery rib that's been minced, your sweet pickle relish, about 1.5 tablespoons. You're taking a shallot and mincing it. You're taking fresh parsley, about a tablespoon, and mincing that. About a half a teaspoon of dry mustard. And your celery seed. And you can do a large hard-cooked egg. They call it a jammy egg, which is fun. And you want to just refrigerate until the whole thing is chilled. It takes about an hour or up to a day, and then you can serve that. And if you wanted to do a garlicky potato salad with tomatoes and basil, you would take that parsley and egg out, and you would add a minced small garlic clove to a dressing and gently fold in the chopped basil and quartered tomatoes, and you have a wonderful variation. Come back for closing thoughts. Stay tuned.
one of Alyssa's four recipe books. Call her to find out which one is best for you, whether it's juicing, blending, or preparing an entire meal. Become the best restaurant on your block. Phone her today to order the right recipe book for you. Call area code 760-251-7488. That's 760-251-7488. 760-251-7488. Call today.
Whether you're taking a short trip or traveling across the world, Magellans.com is the world's most trusted source for travel, and they guarantee 100% satisfaction. They have everything you need to make travel just a bit more pleasurable. Who doesn't like that? They have travel alarms, clothing, the best luggage, wallets, everything you need except the ticket. Visit the advertiser page on HealthyLife.net and click on Magellans now. You will not only see their travel products, but get a free catalog and read articles with tips on how to make your travel easier. Visit the advertiser page and click on Magellans now.
Want the best kitchen equipment for juicing, blending, or processing the freshest foods possible? Call TriBest and order your own Green Star juicer and food processor, or a personal blender, or much more. Be sure to tell them Alyssa sent you from Natural Eating with Alyssa. Call now at 888-254-7336. That's 888-254-7336. 888-254-7336. Call today.
A better world begins with you. Find out how on HealthyLife.net.
I'm so glad you joined me today in Natural Cooking with Alyssa and looking at cooking for two. I think the fact that we sometimes want to make our meals, but you know, it's not that many people. We don't want to take the time to fuss. This is something where take time for yourself. Use beautiful dishes when you serve yourself. I think some of these things can make all the difference in the world for making your kitchen feel like a place that you want to come to rather than a place that you have to go to. And knowing that you can make these recipes for two, this wonderful book from America's Test Kitchen, Cooking for Two, and they have a newer version out, has, you know, just 700-plus recipes for everything you'll ever want to make. And I think it's true that we need to have our kitchen serve us and that we want to go to. So God bless. See you next month.